I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
There are a lot of influential, like, biohackers and motivational speakers that swear that the first thing you should do in the morning when you wake up is ask yourself what you're excited about that day, even before you get out of bed, right? What are you excited about today? Let's go around the room. What are you excited about today? Random question. I'm only asking because I'm really excited about going to Minneapolis. So okay. I have something to add.
Why don't you just talk about going to Minneapolis?
Because there's really not much after that.
Oh, okay.
But I woke up this morning, yeah, because my fiance got me this for Christmas. So my favorite baseball team is the Padres. She was looking for whatever game to go to. Minneapolis was close, and it's a city we've never been to, so I'm super excited. I never thought these words would come out of my mouth. Super excited to go to Minnesota today. So what are you guys excited about?
I woke up and I was excited about the fact that I don't have any appointments and I don't have any meetings set up for today.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, today's the first day in weeks that there's nothing on the schedule. So I just get to go pick up Jimmy from pre-K and go home and like do whatever.
There are very few feelings that feel as good as checking, like I get my Google Calendar sent to me every day. And when I open up the email and when it says no events scheduled today,
I'm like,
what am I going to do with all this time? And the answer is always the same. Nothing.
So you're excited about Minnesota?
Yeah.
I'm excited about nothing.
We might share the same thing here. I mean, it is Minneapolis. Cass, what are you excited about?
Going to bed. So tired. Okay. I mean, it's one of the, but have you ever woken up? I'm just tired lately. And then, you know, like at the end of the day, have you ever been in that spot where we know if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, 3 more hours to sleep. But sometimes when I'm awake, I'm like 5 more hours until I can go to bed.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
For sure.
I'm glorious.
Do you do that math equation as soon as you wake up? Like it's 6 o'clock. I know I'm going to be back in this bed for a nap in 6 hours.
Like half an hour. Like once I get up, the kids start screaming, then I'm like 12 more hours.
I think we should circle back to the motivational speaker. I'm thinking if he says the first thing you say to yourself that you're excited about is getting back in bed and sleeping, there might be a problem.
Yeah.
Mo, what are you excited about today?
I'm meeting somebody later to work on some music. That's pretty exciting. And that would be it.
That's funny.
Outside of that, yeah, we can't sleep.
Okay.
Yep.
So for me, it's all about the tiny wins today. I just know that I have 2 pints of ice cream in my freezer, and I'm really excited to have one of those after lunch.
Go get it. What kind?
At Ben and Jerry's. It's strawberry cheesecake and cookie dough. Oh, God, I'm so excited
fish
right now.
Fish food would be good right now. Fish food. All right, so Shady or not, what do you got going on in your life? Hit us up with an email saying, hey, should I continue to date this guy, or should I just let it go? We call that segment Shady or Not. She's wondering, do I stick around or not here?
I've got this situation going on in my life right now, and I really need to get your opinions. I've been seeing this new guy, let's call him Mark, for several weeks now. We've been having a great time together, and honestly, I've been really happy. But the other day, he dropped a major bombshell on me, and now I'm feeling super confused. So here's the deal. Mark just told me that another woman is pregnant with his baby.
oh, I had a friend who went through this, and she wanted to write a book, What to Expect When Your Boyfriend is Expecting.
Is that true?
Yeah, true story.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, you read that right. Apparently, they had a fling before we met, and she's now expecting. I mean, I get that people have passed, but I'm just not sure how I'm supposed to feel about this whole situation.
That's not his past. That's his present. Ain't his future.
Facts. That's all three. That's the trio. What's really bothering me is that he didn't tell me about this right away. I get that it's a super private and sensitive issue, but at the same time, I can't help but feel like he's been a bit shady by not being upfront with me from the start. Like, if we're going to be in a relationship, shouldn't he have been honest with me about this pretty major life event? I'm just not sure if I'm overreacting here or I'm justified in feeling a bit hurt and betrayed. We've only been seeing each other for a few weeks. So part of me thinks that maybe he was just waiting to see if we had real potential before bringing up something so serious.
Ding.
But then I can't help but think, what else is he hiding? I guess I need to know, what is the appropriate amount of time that is acceptable to keep this a secret? Would you expect him to tell someone on the first date, second date? Is a few weeks acceptable? Am I making too big of a deal out of this, or is Mark being shady by not telling me about the baby from the get-go? I really need your advice here, because my head is spinning, and I don't know what to do.
For me, latest second date. It's about time. It's about time. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't, if he's not into it or you're not into it, I'd rather know that right from the start and I don't want my heart to go down this road. We're both wasting time if this is not a part of my life that I'm interested in. I want to know quickly.
I get that. The thing that gets me is like, so it's several weeks. So how many dates have you potentially been able to go on in just a couple of weeks? Do I think it's shady? No. I think he's dealing with a lot right now, considering that, you know, he's got a child on the way. That's kind of, you know, a big deal. So I understand why it's a big deal to you. And now, like if he had waited months, we have major issues. He waited a couple weeks. You guys have been on depending on how much, unless you've been going on dates every single night, and I'm sure you've been talking every day. But my guess is he waited to see if there was true potential, not an unreasonable amount of time, and then he told you. So I don't think it's shady.
Yeah, I can imagine if this wasn't an expected pregnancy, he probably wanted to hide it as long as possible because he's like, well, I didn't really even want to be in this situation, and here it is, like, screwing up my love life. But I'm in the same boat as Bert. Like, to me, this is the same as if you already had a kid, like, here on this earth, like, with you. Like, you need to be upfront about that as soon as possible.
Would you date a dude who had a baby on the way with another woman?
I don't know. Just because I'm not sure that, and it's nothing against him, like, having a kid on the way. I just don't know that I want to be a mother. So the fact that, like, it would be, like, date two, and he'd be like, you could be a stepmom next month. Yeah. I'd be like, that's a lot for me right now.
In just a couple of weeks, I think that's what she said. Several weeks they've been going out.
Yeah.
I just don't have the gear to fall in love with somebody that quickly to know that I'm that committed, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the balance isn't, I just don't know enough about her yet to even, like, commit to a family yet. I'm not in love with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are having a baby with someone who is not worthy, I would want to know ASAP before it got rocky.
ASAP before it got rocked.
That was good. How long you had that in your back pocket?
Just off the top, you know. Now, I would want to know as soon as possible. First date, second date, but I think anything beyond the second date can start going into shady territory. That's big news. You should know.
Would you all date a woman who is pregnant with another man's baby?
I told you how I feel about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
no, I couldn't do it. We talked about this.
Nah.
The Burt Show.